State Senator Toni Harp has easily won election to become the first woman mayor in New Haven's history. WSHU's Abong Adamba reports Harp is also the first new mayor in New Haven in two decades.
For Toni Harp, this is a big deal.
What makes me feel really good about it is when I meet young little girls and they are so thrilled and they jump up and down and say, Toni, Toni, because it means something to them. It means that they can dream big.
In her campaign, Harp got the support of high-profile Connecticut Democrats, including Governor Daniel Malloy and U.S. Senators Chris Murphy and Richard Blumenthal, as well as New Haven Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. She calls the election historic.
You have the first African-American woman elected mayor of the city of New Haven. That's pretty extraordinary.
Harp defeated City Alderman Justin Alker, a Democrat who had petitioned his way onto the ballot. She's taking over from Mayor John DeStefano, the longest-serving chief executive in New Haven's history. Harp has represented New Haven in the state Senate for the past 20 years. She is the longtime co-chair of the legislature's Appropriations Committee. Harp says as mayor, she'll build consensus and work to bring more state aid to the city. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
As Harp's camp celebrated success in the New Haven mayoral race last night, opponent Justin Alker spoke to applause and sustained calling of Justin as he delivered his concession speech.
Congratulations to Toni Harp for her victory today. It's been a long 9 months and a challenging 9 months, and I want you to join me in congratulating her on her victory. And a congratulations to John DeStefano for 20 years of service in this city.
Alker is an alderman for the East Rock area of the city. He convincingly won his ward 586 votes to Harp's 188. And when asked by reporters if he would continue, he had this to say.
I'm not running again, so Anna Festa is going to be taking my position. I'm going to be thinking about it personally and figuring out what my next steps are.
Alker said he was proud to have run the race with integrity throughout. He also thanked New Haven High School principal Kermit Carolina, who had also been a mayoral candidate in the primaries, for his support and endorsement.